Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 11th of February, recording at 8:58 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights. The Asian stock markets, where they are open, China's still closed, incidentally, but they were hit pretty hard here today, those that were open. Japan down nearly 1.5%. For the Nikkei, the Hang Seng Index, which had been closed for much of last week, was clipped for a big 3.64%. India was clipped for a big percentage move. That caused general weakness in the European markets early on in trading, and then they steadied and improved. But weakened again because Wall Street came in, I think, with a modest gain, and then weakened to a point where the Dow was down over 100 points. But after Europe's close, Wall Street steadied, and Wall Street's going to close out with some modest gains of about 0.5 percentage point on the Dow, it looks like, and slightly better than that on the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 index. Now, government bonds were strong earlier in the day, but then weakened. The gilts did, at any rate. The U.S. bond market closed with reduced gains. That's bond prices, of course. The U.S. dollar index has slipped a little bit in here today, but is off its lows on the day. The euro is up 16 ticks at the moment at 145.23. For instance, the Antipodean currencies, well, the Australian dollar is quite firm on talk that there'll be another interest rate hike. The Aussie against US, it's currently at 90.43. And precious metals, a little bit of choppy activity, but mostly on the upside and closing out that way. Gold bullion is up 170 on the day. That's at 924.70. It had an $11 range nearly. And the silver market's been very strong in here. March silver is currently up 45 ticks, and after hours trading at 1756. Amazing, platinum is at 1940 for the April contract. That's up another $56, and palladium is up a couple of dollars. The industrial metals were a bit mixed. Copper up slightly. Nickel down a tiny bit, tin down a little bit, zinc up a little bit, and lead up a little bit. And in the soft commodities, the big news is they took the limits off on wheat, which soared up to 11.53 and then closed down 45 at 10.48. So that's blown out here for the time being. Cotton pulled back in nearly 2 cents as well in here today. And the other, having mentioned wheat, see, soybeans are down 13 and corn down 4.5 points here today. Lumber closed on the high, up $4. And that's, crude oil was strong. Yes, 93.61, that's up 184. It had been a dollar higher at one stage, but it's still solid gain. And natural gas is quite firm in here, 8.53 on the spot spot month. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets, obviously a nervous tone in here, and stock markets have been easing back or falling back more sharply, depending on which ones you're looking at, towards those lows that were established on the 22nd of January. Now, those lows are important, and if they're taken out, then that will reaffirm the short to medium term downward trends and open the door to further weakness. Conversely, if we get some rebounds coming in this week or next, near or above those lows, if we get some follow through on the upside, then that would indicate that we had indeed seen an important climactic low last month. Now, my view overall is that markets are going to be pretty volatile in here. If we didn't see the low on the 22nd of November, I don't feel that it was all that far off it. In other words, I'm not buying into the big bear market forecasts, although I know that that's well, that a lot of people do actually hold that view, and it's not difficult to understand why. I hope I'm not being complacent against that background, but having seen a selling climax, that's discounted a considerable amount of bad news, and therefore I feel that if that wasn't the low on the 22nd of January, then it was most likely the penultimate low. If that proves to be too optimistic, then obviously we would be like we would be these markets would all be vulnerable to some additional correction overall. I'm not going to worry about that very much in terms of my own positions overall, my own investment positions, because I like what I've got, and I think that where positions are quite soft, they are in much more of a buying range right now than an actual selling range. And so I will certainly be holding on to my investment positions. And meanwhile, I've actively traded in here, trying to take advantage of the opportunities that exist. Now, in terms of government bonds, stock markets are going to be the key. As long as stock markets or investors are very nervous about stock markets and very concerned about the US, a US slide into recession and the risks that that may pose for some other economies, then bonds prices are going to remain relatively firm overall. My feeling, as I've said over and over again, but I think it's a point worth repeating, is that once investors begin to regain confidence in stock markets across the board, then, and that obviously hasn't happened yet, then bond prices will almost certainly be quite vulnerable, because the yields are just not, the long-term yields are just not attractive at these levels, not against the inflation risks. Unless you feel that we're in a disastrous economic situation, and I think that would be a big overreaction. One ought to read, or I commend to you, I've got two articles that I was absolutely delighted to post. One is an interview with Warren Buffett, and you'll be interested to see what he says. This man's got a fair amount of perspective, to put it mildly. And the other one is Lee Kuan Yew talking about Asia, both in an historic context and also in terms of its future. And those are two important articles. You will not be astonished by the outcome, I don't think, but most likely find them informative and reassuring, as I did. Now, precious metals, they really remain on a roll here. I don't want to be overly aggressive because I've said that I felt that we were well into this medium-term move, this medium-term upward move that they were experiencing within their long-term secular bull market. And that's being led, of course, by platinum, which is certainly accelerating. And we've had a very strong performance, although nothing like platinum recently, but a very solid performance coming from the other precious metals. Now, one of the reasons they've done so well is that there isn't that much competition. And that's certainly important in terms of the actual momentum trade. But I'm going to play it fairly conservatively. Here I do want to participate, but I'm using stops in the market, and with a, for instance, I increased the silver position today, and it fortunately closed above where I bought it, and I'd put in a stop as I purchased the position, but I jammed the stop right up. I thought, well, I won't mind too much if it gets shaken out, but I would mind if I saw that slip into a big loss. I obviously think the market could easily run higher in here because they remain in form, they have momentum, as I've said. But this is heady territory up here, and I do feel risk averse. I was pleased with the close on the lumber trade because it's extending a breakout from that small little trading range that formed last month and at the beginning of late last month and the beginning of this month. And hopefully that's going to trigger a further short covering rally and some demand. Now, industrial metals have mentioned that I think they're going to take more time to actually perform, but that said, we've had an awfully good performance by copper in the last over the last month, and that's an important one and an influential one. And I think the power outages that have occurred from South Africa to China, they've occurred for different reasons. And China's very fearsome weather, whereas in South Africa it seems to be primarily a matter of neglect in terms of infrastructure development. But they have obviously contributed to the moves in some of these metals, and precious metals at any rate. It's not a factor in it's not as much of a factor in the industrial metal markets, but it's been a huge factor, of course, in platinum. But it just shows how sensitive these prices are to any supply disturbance. And while analysts have gone on and on about how supply is actually going to increase, and it's not all that easy to increase supply, and things do go wrong here, as we have seen, and they have a profound effect on the price. Meanwhile, those big themes, the global infrastructure development, will continue. Those are going to run for decades. Foods, a bit hairy up here at these levels for the grain and wheat, the grains and bean complex. But again, these are almost certainly ongoing secular bull markets overall. But prices are much risky up at these levels. Crude oil, again, another secular bull market. All of these resources remain in secular bull trends. But as Owen and I have emphasized on so many occasions, the best time to buy them is following setbacks. And when I've paid up, I've always felt that I was on thinner ice, and occasionally have been punished for it. So it's nice to be able to pick up something that was quite depressed, such as the lumber market. And I think that's pretty much it. Do have a look, though, at those articles by Buffett and Lee Kuan Yew, I'll be posting that shortly. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.